Revolution Hip Hop. Get ready for the biggest album to hit the genre. 50 artists. That's right. 50 artists on one album. Curated by DJ Lost and Found. Featuring singles like What's the Move?
Look into my eyes, I can see your worth. Yeah. When I come through, I'ma tell you one truth.
And Foolish. Like AI the Anomaly, 350, Aaron Cole, Mission, SO, Dayton, Eris 4, Bats, and more. Sacer and Two is streaming on all major platforms. September 2nd, pre-order now.
I got it all in my boogie book.
Yeah.
My boogie book.
It's right there.
I got it all in my boogie book.
Bookkeeper.
My boogie book.
24/7.
I got it all in my boogie book.
We in our bag now.
Yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
24/7, Lord, hit him with the glow.
Bling.
New podcast, and we do it for your soul. Bookkeeper 24, we do it for the bros. The true fellowship with the saints, boy, you know.
You
now
know.
I keep the book, but I used to keep the foe. Hit it in my heart, and I put it on my phone.
Okay.
Sincere milk, now it's time for you to grow.
Bro.
And hear the good news, for it's time for you to go.
Powered by TBK247.com. Welcome to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast with my husband and your host, Daryl Kemp. Thank you, as well as our new listeners, for joining us. On this podcast, we interview artists that we feel should be on everyone's radar and discuss not just music, but their testimony, musical influences, and other topics throughout our culture. In the 21st episode, Daryl chops it up with Chicago, Illinois' upcoming Christian hip-hop artist, Tierra Riche. They discuss her versatility between singing and rapping, as well as messages she would like her listeners to receive from her music. Without a doubt, you must also hear what she has to say about the senseless violence that constantly goes on throughout our city. This interview is an ear full of scripture, testimonies, and so much more. You definitely will be delighted. Don't forget, if you really want to help us grow, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the alert button to be notified for the most in-depth show in hip-hop, the Bookkeeper 247 podcast. Thanks for joining us, Tierra Riche. And without further delay, let's go.
Hey, what's up? This is Kayla Kemp. Check out Tierra Riche D-Flow Freestyle featuring DKG Kai, and then dive into the most in-depth show in hip-hop with my dad and Tierra Riche. Only on the Bookkeeper 24/7 podcast. Holla.
Skip all that talking, let me get straight to the point with it. Been through a lot, then I got saved, now I'm born again. Had to some losses, I was stuck, living in sin. Got made a boss when I followed and listened to him. Oh man, ain't been the same since he saved my soul. Old times, I used to hang around with all the foes. Drove the boat straight to the brain till I couldn't no more. Rolled his body, smoked big woods till I overdosed. I had anxiety and pain, could have lost my mind. I was a toxic relationship, man, I ain't lying. Some things I can't say in this line. God made a way, then he transformed my mind. You can't change if you stay stuck up in the same lane. Wonder why, don't nothing happen, you do the same thing. How you mad 24 hours to get it right, gang? Can't complain if you don't move your feet, you gon' stay strained. I pray that y'all listen to me. They don't wanna sell you game, but I'ma give it for free. Talking knowledge from the Bible, yeah, baby, it's free. I'm just here to serve my purpose, that's the preacher to teach. Let's get it.
Let me pop my top real quick. Switch the flow up. Alright, let's get it. Yeah.
Shout out to Detroit, had to get on the beat. They say I got a temper, it's 100 degrees. No, I ain't perfect, but a rare diamond to keep. Some precious toss roses, all over me. Enemies, I'm rolling over, under my feet. I'm a queen, can't hold, nothing on me. No weakness, no foe, gotta stay P.
I ain't pushing P, I rock with God, so I'm pushing G. Put these dead demons on a shirt, yeah, I'm pushing T's. Blessings on the floor, I rake it up like I'm pushing leaves. God took me out my old life, now I'm on my knees. Pushing gossip from Detroit to the shy like I'm road running. Seen a demon, had to wipe his face like his nose running. Demon killer gang, I call him up, then the bros coming. Yeah, they wasn't rocking, hold on, yeah. They wasn't rocking with me at first, now my phone jumping. Yeah, alright, I'm about to
muzzle, I gotta speak out. Holy Spirit hit me in my body, let it leak out. I used to be a sinner, but I changed, look at me now. Yeah, I used to sell APs, now I'm trapping Bible verses. So if seven demons try me, we gon' need seven hearses. Yeah, we really in our bag, like my sis got seven purses. I had to switch teams, start missing like I'm Westbrook. Knock the devil out, I had to hit him with that left hook. Yeah, Demon Killer Gang, we in this thing. Thought the shot time, man, we here.
What up, what's up, and what it do, Tierra Roche?
What's up, y'all? What's going on? I'm so happy to be on the show.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the podcast. I really appreciate you being on the podcast, my sister.
I appreciate you. I'm so happy to be here.
Amen. So let's kick it off. Who are you?
What's up, guys? So I am Tierra Roche, and yes, let me go ahead and introduce myself now, for real. I'm Tierra Roche. I'm from Chicago. I was born and pretty much raised, transferring from like the South Side to the West Side of Chicago. West Side raised me. What really made me want to do Christian music, beside any other music, you know, from the way I was raised, things I was introduced, and my upbringing, it was like I was going through my own motion of, you know, going through life, just trying to get bad, like everybody else does, and also figure out the truth, because I felt like I know life isn't about you just making some money, and that's it, that's all life is about now. So it was literally like I kept asking God, like, are you real? I knew God was real, but it's like, are you a man? You a woman? It was so many things that the devil tried to trip me up on. And literally, it was like God came to me. Jesus came to me through an article. He exposed the truth, you know, using another person in the kingdom, body of Christ. And it was like I got on my knees and I repented right there and then. I believed Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And I told God, because, I mean, it was times I would go in and out of church. I was not born and raised in no church. And the crazy part is my grandfather was a deacon, but that's a whole nother combo. But, yeah, I was not born and raised in the church, though. And but I would go, like, every single now and then, like, every now and then, maybe a couple times throughout the year. But I would feel just his presence. It was like a cleanse every time, like my soul got purged. And I just, you know, once I got on my knees and I was talking to him and I was praying to him, I just told him, like, no more darkness. Like, I don't want to keep just every now and then go to church and I'm cool now. Like, I want to walk with you. I want to be a better person. I want to turn away from evil, you know. So that's it. And I know I'm talking too much right now, but I just want to tell you guys that nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. You hear what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what Christian you feel like got so many viewers, so many audiences paying attention to them. Nobody is perfect. God knows that. Be yourself. That's why God said, come as you are. Because if you coming as you are, that means whether you dealing with homosexuality, whatever you dealing with, come as you are, he loves you. He loves you so much. He sent his own son, his one and only son, to die for us. Who do you know finna go jump out in front of a bullet, catch a case, anything, and die for you? So I'm just, right. I just put that out there. So, you know.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And that's the way to open up. Love that. Scripture led. I love it. I love it. So tell us and the family, me and you talking, what's it like growing up in Chicago?
Man, Chicago, it's no place like Chicago. It was nothing but love, but coldness at the same time. Like, I say that, I mean, whether it was family, people you grew up with, it was love, though. You know, but it's cold just knowing that you got people that be hating, and, you know, gun violence is tremendously high now. You know, it's just seeing the kids and things going downhill versus how it was back in the days. It was more of a unity, like unified. Now it's kind of like segregated. Everybody mess with who they want to mess with, clicked up. no respect for real, you know, but it's still like we all try to hold on to some type of connection and love because it's Chicago, you know, especially it being the summertime, everybody trying to come out and have a good time, you know what I mean? But yeah, I just, all I could say is it's just no place like Chicago. Like, if you're from Chicago, you know what I'm talking about. It's just, we got our own food, our own everything. And it's just our own culture, our own thing. So, but it's unique. It's really cool. It's bigger and better than what people think about Chicago.
But yeah, it's good to hear you say that, because the way the media portrays Chicago, I'm down here in the small city of Birmingham. No offense to my Birmingham listeners, but this is a small city. But the way the media portrays Chicago, they don't talk about Chinatown, Jewtown, the cobblestone, the history, the food, the you know, the summer days. The only thing they want to talk about is the violence.
Like, we monsters.
That's
like
right.
Everybody that comes from Chicago is a monster, and that's not true. Every city, whether Birmingham, D.C., Baltimore, Miami, has their own little town, their own city, but it's murder, it's all of that same stuff going on. I think we just capitalized on certain things that was already going on, you know what I'm talking about, to where it blew up off of something that we was calling drill. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, It's better than what people think it is.
That's right. Does it bother you when the political people, the politicians, have threatened in the past to send in like the National Guard, the this, the that, the this and the third, like to clean up the city? Have you ever put any thought into that? What that could possibly look like? Does it offend you, or what?
It really does, because I feel like it's so many ways around going through that part, which is this control, this state of emergency. People, they don't have to do that. All you really have to do, instead of deploying more officers out on the street, they could be putting more programs out on the street. Mm. They could stop broadcasting certain things on television and in the radios. They could do a lot of stuff. But they do a lot of stuff out of control. So that's just the underlay for the overlay, what they really want to do. That's how I truly feel. Because like I said, Chicago is way better than what we think. And it truly is like that in anything, whether it's the COV. Like, they were trying to broadcast that, like, all the hospitals were so packed up. You go to the hospital, it ain't even packed up like that. So it's ways they can do things, but they just choose to do how they want to do it. And yes, it really does bother me. It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just like in Birmingham, per capita, we're not as big as everybody, but we stay in the top 10 in homicide. And I was reading an article from, you know, our governor and our politician, because this is I don't get into the politics, the Democrat, Republican, but this is a Republican state. But instead of putting in more programs like what you're talking about now in Birmingham, she suggested, well, not suggested because she's doing it, she's building two mega private prisons. So we're in the bottom 50 in education, but yet you build more prisons. There's no bridge that's being built for the future, is the way I see it, or the future that they view is majority of people are going to prison, because that's what they're saying, that's what they're building. Instead of getting us out of the bottom of education, they're building prisons.
Yeah, that's why I said they know exactly what they're doing. They got enough power, enough resource. My thing is this: how do you have millions of dollars to invest into building towers taller than what they are, and sending Russia like $1 billion, but you ain't got enough money to just set up? So, like, I mean, it don't take much. You could take used computers, all type of stuff, and we up to date. We in 2022 now.
That's
so right. You could take a 2015 computer and still do the same thing, to where you could create programs that could fund grown-ups, even to the kids, to do trading, you know, do trades, do all type of stuff to get their life on point, you know, but instead they would rather see us tear each other down. That's do you know in Chicago, they put crates filled with guns in alleyways for us to kill each other.
Wow.
Yes, they. Anybody on here watching it and they from Chicago, and I could believe if you from any urban city, any known urban city, they doing the same thing in your community. They just want us to be terrorized so they could, you know, scare us off and, you know, pretty much make it to where it's a better place, gentrify it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and I get that. If you had the opportunity, though, to pass a message to your city about the violence and about what they're doing, because I'm a firm believer in this, we're wide open now. We can see the trap. So when you can see the trap, why we continue to keep running to it? So if there's any message that you could give your community about that, what would it be?
Stop listening to this music. Stop listening to the government. And stop paying attention to everything that's in front of you as if that's just what it is. Just because you broke and you ain't got no money don't mean you gotta rob Pookie to pay Pop. You don't have to do that. Stop throwing away your life easily for these people to just dictate your life and make you another statistic. Like, get up out of that. We in 2022 now. It's been so played, and it's also been revealed so many times through certain individuals. You know what I mean? To what this is what they trying to do to us, and that's what they're doing. You have to really do your own, and don't go off of what everybody say neither. That's another thing I could say. Because 80 to 90% of the time, a lot of people just be talking. You have to take your own, right. Do your own research. God said that he has a spirit of love, of power, and a sound mind. That means everybody has that. You're not stupid. You're not slow. You don't need to go and listen and be mentored on certain stuff to where you can't think for yourself. I can understand if somebody experienced somewhere, you just want to gain that knowledge in that area. I get that. But when it comes down to you making your own decisions, like God says, like, we can make that choice. So make a choice for your own life. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And don't believe everything that you see and hear. I believe that if it ain't really, and that's another reason why, like, a lot of stuff that I try to do in my life, I try to quote it back to the Bible. I try to refer it back to the Bible. Amen. I don't go off my own understanding because I literally, like I say, your heart could deceive me. I could send myself out. You know, I don't want to send myself out. I'd rather go off for some type of wisdom and knowledge where I know, okay, cool. Like, my Father in heaven said this. He see everything. Right. He know everything. So I'm going to build it off of that. And that's why he said that when you build a rock off of him, you found it. It's a foundation right there. Because you can never go wrong. That's free game. But if you go and you build your own stuff off your own knowledge and what you see, you building it off sand. Amen. It's going to get wiped away. So that's all I could really say, you know, and I really love my city, but my city, as people, as individuals, yes, we have to do better because we have kids growing up and they seeing us act how we act. And it ain't no excuse. We can't blame it on everything else. We got to put it on ourselves. So that's all I could say.
Amen. And you are listening to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast with our special guest, Tierra Roche. When we come back after these messages, we will be hearing from Tierra Roche and her testimony.
What up? It's Chris TYK. Check out my new single, Can't Stay, on tbk247.com, aka The Bookkeeper 247, out now everywhere.
This is Daryl Kemp from tbk247.com and your host of the Bookkeeper 247 podcast. Music represents our uniqueness, our freedom, and helps define who we are. Good music is art, expression, and good music is always personal. The Bookkeeper 247 understands the influence music has on our lives. So on our website, we have Christian content for the culture. If you'd like to submit your music or videos to our website, we have the link in the show notes. Now, back to the show. Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 Podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Tierra Roche. As we move into this segue, I love to hear a testimony, and so do our listeners. Talk to us about the transition of unsaved Tierra Roche to accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Oh, man. This ain't even half. Honestly, to sum everything up in one, I could have went to hell. I could have died. I wouldn't have even had a chance to make it right. And I could have went straight to hell forever. That's just to sum every single thing up that I ever did. That transpired from it being birthed on to sin up to death. I could have died and went to hell. So anybody watching this, you probably hear it everywhere. You probably know it already. You probably even questioning if Jesus is real. I was exactly like you. I was exactly like you to where I felt like, I don't know about Jesus, because that don't make no sense, because it's, they trying to brainwash us. It's whitewashed. Like, I was there. Mm-hmm. I was even there with the new age, good vibration, high vibe. I was there. But when I tell you, God was never giving up on me. Like he said, he will never forsake you. He never gave up on me. He was sending his prophets to come and talk to me. Like on some old, you know, just trying to get me to come to church and had a Bible right there and stuff like that. Like he knew my heart to where I was open to understanding. That's how you chose it. Not because you look good, you dress good, because you open to understanding. That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
I was open to understand. I just needed to really understand, like, to where it made sense for me. And he kept letting me find out so much information where the devil was trying to feed me, you know. And again, going back to the Bible, in a disastrous moment, it'll have a proper ending. So it was like, it was disastrous knowing that the devil was sending me off so much. But it goes back to, like, Job. The devil came to God because he wanted to torment Job so bad. He just told God pretty much, like, summing it up, and I don't want to misconstrue anything for the viewers, nobody, but read the book of Job, and he was pretty much telling God, like, you know, if Job didn't have all this, he wouldn't even serve you. He wouldn't even believe and love you and trust you no more. God said that, like, okay. So what I'm trying to say is, sometimes God will let the devil do something, but not even knowing he really playing with the devil. Like, you think you better than me type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And and that's when myself. So for anybody watching this, like, please don't toy with your soul, because at any given moment, Jesus can come back. And when he come back, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. So that's all I could say.
Amen. We appreciate you sharing that. And you are listening to the Bookkeeper 247 Podcast with our special guest, Tierra Roche. Stay locked in, as we'll be back after these messages.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. If you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Also, if you would like to receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes and sign up for a paid plan. This will notify Buzzsprout that we sent you, and you'll receive more details. This will definitely help support our show. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters who's already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great together.
Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Tierra Riche. Let's talk hip-hop and your transition to Christian hip-hop. What was your first introduction to music?
Man, to be honest, I heard myself rap and sing, and I was like, okay, like, you got it. It's crazy. When I was a kid, I just always thought about, like, man, I wanted to do something so big, like, on an entertainment celebrity level. But you know, I was just thinking, like, no, I ain't like them or something. But fast forwarding up to now, I just heard myself, and I really got in the booth, and I kept on practicing and doing it. And I was like, okay, like, I really want to do this. Like, I hear myself. So never give up on your dreams.
Amen. Who influenced you the most in music? Like, who did you listen to coming up that influenced your life in music?
I'm going to be straightforward with you. My influencers are secular, and this was when I was in the world. And, you know, like Gucci, Lil Wayne, Dipset, Nicki, some like R&B music. It was really that, you know, because that's what I was really into, you know. But that influenced me in a way to take that same concept and just, you know, on a beat, I'm talking about God, but I could flow just like as if he was listening to secular music.
That's right.
And to be honest, the devil steals it from. The devil, like, he already know what he doing. People think because you're not talking about secular things, it makes the music just poor, like the quality of it is poor. No, we just been trained mentally as well as spiritually to reject good things. So we feel like because it's been perverse, we feel like it has to only be that. And if it's not that, you're not talking about nothing. So that's why a lot of people don't try to listen to Christianity. But I think people are starting to, you know, be open to it now, you know, or kind of get open to it because they're starting to see, like, it's a lot of people that can sauce it up now. Like, they can sauce the music up, you know. So that's what I want to give. I want to give that flavor to your ears. But at the same time, I'm talking about some real stuff that goes back to God. So that's
right. Yeah, and if we're honest, Christian hip hop came a long way from production. The message always been there. So we can go back and forth, the golden time, when was this, when was that, but the message has always been there. But Christian hip hop has started leveling up over the last I say 5 years. The production, the tracks, the everything else, the microphones we use, the, you know, the booth, the everything, we started leveling up. And now I believe too, as well, with everything that's been going on in the last few years, let's say COVID, right? It was a lot of people searching for a different message. And I believe with the Lord allowing us to level up like we have, now they can hear and say, ooh, wait a minute. What's that? Who's that? You know, so I think that plays a big part in it too.
It actually does, because to be honest, that's when I really started doing music. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's when I really started doing music. I just remember they were saying they was shutting down the NBA and stuff. And my heart dropped. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Like, I ain't used to none of this. NFL and NBA? It was like, God, I don't know, like, as if it was just heavy on my heart just to put the gospel out there. I think that was on a lot of our hearts. Like, man, we got to move for Jesus, because we see, like, time ain't waiting on no man. And there's a lot going on right now. You know, so
that's right.
Made me
want to
do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. My wife is, she in the medical field. So she was on that COVID floor. She had to put on that suit and put all that stuff on. And she was actually, she could tell me she could hear the machine beeping in her sleep, the breathing machines and stuff. So, yeah, it was a big wake up, you know, for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when did you want to start using your gift from God for God?
To be honest, I feel like I always had this calling on my life to just say the truth. But no, honestly, I had a realization moment, like a real moment with God. Mm. And I drive trucks. Okay. So 18-wheeler trucks. And I was on my way to do what I was doing for work, and I fasted and I prayed, and I just had a real moment with God, and he just led me to a point, like right when I had time, and I got the study Bible with Tony Evans, so I'm gonna just make it short, because I don't want to take too
long. Come on, Tony Evans, my bad too.
Yeah, but long story short, pretty much I fasted and I prayed, and it was like God was pointing something out to me that he wanted me to do, and it was to tell the truth. And I was like so shook, and I couldn't even eat if I wanted to. It was as if God's presence was so heavy on me right there and then. I couldn't do anything. So I asked God, I was like, God, you know, if this is what you really want me to do, just confirm it to me mysteriously. And I ended up putting some videos up on TikTok, like, you know, I feel like God is calling me. Can y'all pray for me? And it was crazy because it was this lady that I had met. And we went outside together, and she pretty much was called to do the same thing. And she was just talking me through it. And next thing I know, I just had this urge to make a video. And the videos that I put up on TikTok, they went viral. Like, 130,000 views and stuff like that. And when I seen that, I knew it was God telling me, like, this is what I want you to do. I want you to tell the truth, spread the gospel to my people, you know. And
amen.
It's just, that's it. So that's a bigger blessing, a bigger calling, and a way better job than anything on earth. You working for the man above, that's the Ancient of Days. Your grandmother and great-grandmother then prayed to this man. And he called you? You can't deny that. You can't deny that.
That's right. So how did you find out about the Christian hip-hop space? Was it always around you? Did you know a space like this existed?
No, I was lost in the sauce. I was lost in the South before I came to the Christian side. I was seculared out. But, you know, it really happened because I was looking for some new music, for Christian music. Because I'm like, I can't keep listening to secular music. And I was just on, Instagram, just on all social media platforms, just looking and searching. And then next thing I know, my playlist started growing. Then next thing I know, I'm like, all right, like, you know, let me see what's up. I just have to sing some old church songs or something, but no. So, and it was like, I was doing it a little bit, don't get me wrong, because I would take some beats. And, you know, I was interested in talking about God, but I was still having my foot in secular thing. But when I really started seeing, like, man, these people out here, they going cold, like going crazy on just regular beats, you know, I was trying to do, it motivated me, I ain't gonna lie. So, shout out to Wande, shout out to Marcus, shout out to DKG Kai, like, Emmanuel the Prophet, Portia Love, just, it's a lot of people, Holy, it's a lot of people that motivated me to really get into this, so I appreciate it.
Man, that's what's up, and that led me right into, how did you hook up with Marcus Anthony and his team, Blessed on Purpose?
It's crazy because I actually met Marcus through DKG Kai, and, you know, we chopped it up about each other's music and, you know, just how we appreciate both of us doing our thing and stuff like that. And it was just like me and Marcus, we kept chopping it up more and more to a point like we really locked in. And that's all it is. It's just networking. That's pretty much all it is. Just network and you'll be good. But I really believe also God connected us together, of course. You know what I'm saying? So whoever is called to do whatever, whatever God calls you to do, just do it. Don't even think about who gonna listen, who gonna do this. I don't know if I wanna do it. Don't. That's nobody but the devil. I'm telling you, like, when you working for the kingdom of heaven in the body of Christ is way different than the industry. It's way different than this world. It's like his own world in this world. Because it's the body of Christ. We all unified. So he gonna bring everybody together. That's different. That's way different. Like, I mean, you could have a little bit of nothing and God could pull some strings and make some things happen and give you time and be patient with you just so you can get yourself right. But would it take us 1,000 years? It could take a day for him. So,
amen.
Just don't even focus on that.
Amen. And once again, this is the Bookkeeper 247 podcast with your host, Daryl Kemp. We are sitting down with an exclusive interview with Christian hip hop artist, Tierra Roche. Stay tuned and we'll be back after these messages.
We have a new way you can seed with the Bookkeeper 247 to help us grow. Head over to the website, click the merch button, and pick out our newly better quality design t-shirts. Enter the promo code behind the mic and get 10% off of your purchase. Also, you can help us grow by dropping a comment and sharing the podcast. Make sure you hit the subscription button to be notified for the most in-depth show in hip-hop with my hubby and your host, Daryl Kemp. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Christian hip-hop artist Tierra Roche. In this segue, I would like to talk about your latest singles, which are D-Flow Freestyle, featuring DKG Kai, In My Sorrows and Hollow. I hear you talk of repentance and what God has brought you through a lot in your music. Is that the overall message you want the listener to get from your music?
Not at all. Okay. All I can say is everybody stay in tune, because it's going to be way more messages coming out. I want to expose everything to my viewers, to my listeners. It's just, you know, the beat of the song, it kind of like depicts my mood in a sense. It's like it can draw this different side of me. It just depends, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my sorrows, I be in my thoughts. Like, I think a lot. I can be overwhelmed with things. So it's just being sunken into that. But then it's like remembering, like, God got me, you know, have faith. It's like the Holy Spirit just trying to pick me up. And that's why I said, Jesus is my friend. Because it's me just reminding myself, like, he got me. He going to get me through this. But no, it's a lot that I'll be talking about. So just stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned.
That'll work. What's your favorite track you done put out in our space so far?
So far, I got this song called Trip 1.0 about to release September 9th. I like that. Really, really like that. I think y'all will like it too. It's that gritty sad, but it gives you that soothe, calm R&B-ish sad, really gospel sad, like singing. I just can't wait for y'all to hear that, but that's my favorite. So yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. I've noticed how versatile you are as well. In Sorrows, you did more singing. Hollow, it was like a hybrid between singing and rapping. And D-Flow Freestyle, you was rapping. I'm talking about your favorite rapper's rapper rapping, right? So what's your favorite thing to do? Sing or rap, or is it just a combination of how you feel at the time?
Combination of how I feel, to be honest. that's just how I am in real life. That's all. But I just look at it like it's just me being me. That's it. Just me being me.
Yeah, that's what's up. D-Flow Freestyle is my favorite track thus far I've heard from you, right? How do you approach a feature like that?
So it pretty much was like I ran into DKG Kai on TikTok, and I had this beat already because I rapped on it. I just had to finish it. But I had heard him and I seen him, same way how God pointed you to me. It's just you know, it was the same with him. And it was like, man, he'll be perfect on this song because he's from Detroit and it's a Detroit beat. That's just going to mesh so well. And his style is so cold to me because it gives you that secular feel in a sense, but it's not secular. Like, he's talking about God and he got his own way of just doing his own thing. So that's what made me interested in doing that with him. And it's just like with anybody else, like whatever somebody do, you know, whether it's like a rock type of hip hop ish, but it's gospel thing, you know, I just pay attention to their voice. I pay attention to their personality. I pay attention to all of that just to get them on something that's comfortable for them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's just how I go about with music and stuff.
Yeah, because that was the first time I heard you and the first time I heard him as well, right? And when I got it through the submission, and I think I was at work, so I put the AirPods in. I'm like, oh, Marcus has sent me something, which I pretty much know is going to be Marcus Anthony. They keep that file over there, right? So
yeah.
I'm like, well, let me listen to this now. So I put in the AirPods, and I cut on the noise canceling. So the beat come in, and I'm like, okay. And then when I heard your voice, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, who is this? And then DKG came and finished it off like that, right? And I went, I sent it to a few of my partners out there in the space, listening, Hugh Holler, TC, Get Him J. And I think I sent it to BRM, which he out of Chicago too, right? I'll connect y'all to, he's another fire artist. And yeah, we was like, everybody was like, who is that? And I was like, man, I think she new to the space, you know. So yeah, that right there, that's how you get my attention. I like the culture, the style, the in your face. That's how you get my attention. So, and I'm the Lord has given me an ability to be able to recognize talent when I hear it or see it. So that's exactly why you're on this interview.
I appreciate that. That's love. That's love. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. So we will be back after these messages.
Yes, sir. You already know what's going on, man. Say, man, shine on me, the soul of the city. I'm locked in to the bookkeeper 24/7. We in there. It's up there and it's stuck there. You hear me?
Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Tierra Rochae. As we move into this last segue, I'd like to hear what you're working on next.
So right now, what I'm working on, I'm constantly just everywhere. Like, my mind is everywhere. I got so many things, from collaborations, working with certain people that you guys will see soon. As well as I'm thinking about doing a mixtape, y'all. But I want to give the people what they want to get, and we'll see. So mixtape, but it's gonna be some singles that we'll be dropping soon. But the latest one that we'll be dropping soon is Trip 1.0, and that's on September 9th. So y'all look out for that. That's a banger for sure, for sure, for sure.
That'll work. If I'm a fan, why would I follow you?
If you're a fan, and why would you follow me? You just gotta, you know, ask for discernment. That's all I can say. Discern between what's real and what's fake. It's a lot of fake, false teachers, false people out here. You know, I'm not the best person, but I know for a fact I am who I am, and I ain't finna phone kick it and fake it with nobody. So, just, you know.
That'll work. Yeah, so y'all follow Tierra Riche. You're going to get the real all the time. And we really do appreciate that. Last thing, fam, let the people know where they can follow you at and cop your music.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tierra Riche. Twitter is one Tierra Riche, the number one Tierra Riche. Everything else, Tierra Riche. Links will be provided for you guys. And even for YouTube, Tierra Riche, type in My Sorrows, D-Flow Freestyle, Hollow. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify. You can even look me up on PS5. I'm there.
Yes, Bab, and all our listeners, we will have the links in the description. Tierra, I want to thank you for coming through the podcast. I want to also give you the blessings that the Lord will bless your ministry. He will bless your outreach. He will bless you, whoever you come in contact with, whoever hears your music, that you will turn a soul toward Him. And I just want to thank you again for coming on the podcast.
Same with you. I really appreciate you. And I know you touching souls. I think keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for even putting me on the show. I really appreciate that. Seriously.
Yes, ma'am. That's what's up. And family, you know where you can follow us at? Go to your favorite web browser and just put in hashtag TBK247. Hashtag TBK247. And we out.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can help us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. We are on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, AudioMac, and many more platforms. If you would like to donate a monetary blessing, go to the description located inside the show notes. There, you will have an opportunity to give a one-time blessing or monthly if you choose. Basically, whatever the Lord puts on your heart to give will be very much appreciated. The donations will help our ministry help others, as well as our growth regarding better equipment, so that we can spread the word of God even further. Thank you again, and until next time, God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless.